praise thee, Lord, for thy great plan, that we thy dwelling place may be.
Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, brought to you by Living Stream Ministry. Witness Lee faithfully served the Lord for more than seven decades, co-laboring with Watchman Nee in China in the first half of the 20th century, before continuing his ministry in Taiwan, later in America, and eventually over the entire earth. He spoke these weekly life study messages before thousands of people, and much of his speaking has been published as over 400 titles. These life studies are perhaps his most significant work, taking 21 years for him to complete, and we're happy today to be able to bring you selected portions from those messages. If you'd like to find out more about his ministry, about the life studies themselves, and Living Stream Ministry, please visit our website, lsm.org. Now let's join today's program. In the Old Testament book of Exodus, every male over the age of 20 was drafted to fight in the army of God to protect his interests and to cover the moving of the tabernacle. This is a clear picture for us because God's move on earth today needs an army of those who have attained to a level of maturity to be those who will fight for his interests on the earth. Stay with us for today's Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program furnished by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Francis Ball has joined us again. Francis, welcome back to our program, an interesting one today.
Yes, I'm anticipating this being very interesting.
Francis, I say interesting. This portion today comes from Exodus chapter 30, and in this portion, the Lord commands the payment of a tax by all the mature males of Israel. Verse 13 says, "This they shall give, everyone enrolled, with those who are numbered, half a shekel according to the shekel of the sanctuary, half a shekel as a heave offering to Jehovah." Now, some 1,500 years later, we see this same tax reappear in the New Testament, particularly in the Gospel of Matthew. And, of course, this was the case where, I think, a well-known story, where Peter blurts out to the tax collector, "Of course, my master pays the temple tax." And then he has some misgivings and runs back to the Lord to check, "Lord, do we pay the temple tax?" And, of course, the Lord uses this opportunity for some needed help in perfecting of our brother Peter, who was very much like us, always in need of help in perfecting. What was the nature of this tax, Francis, and how have Bible interpreters typically applied it?
Well, this is a very interesting tax because it's put on as a requirement for all those who reached a certain age, and it's much like a poll tax, as it turns out, for each Israelite over 20 years of age. This was a requirement. And some people, some Bible teachers even, have misinterpreted this particular tax, thinking it's a definite and direct type of redemption. But we all know that the initial experience of Christ in his redemption doesn't require us to pay anything. So I think we'll see as we get into this message today that this takes us a step farther. And when this tax comes to us, it indicates that we have reached some degree of maturity.
Well, being a payment of a silver coin, a shekel, it obviously has some relationship to redemption. But as you said, the common redemption would be something else. Of course, by now, all of the children of Israel and the priests and the males and the 20-year-olds had already experienced the redemption typified by the Passover. So this was obviously a further aspect of redemption awaiting a particular item that God had in mind for his people.
Yes, and especially it's clear in the fact that it's a requirement, a certain kind of tax that has to be paid.
Well, let's join Witness Lee, Francis, and then we'll come back and have some more fellowship about this interesting tax levied on the children of Israel.
Have you ever read Matthew 17? You know Peter's story. The poor man came. The tax collector came. Thus your teacher paid Paul. You know the story. That is the half shekel. That was 1,500 years later, after Exodus 30. Exodus 30 was written and given 1,500 years before Christ. Then 1,500 years later, Christ came. And that regulation became a statute for the poor head text. Everyone that was up to 20 years of age, they had to pay this. This tax is used by God to collect silver for the building up of the tabernacle. And also, by this tax, the drafting was accomplished. And that drafting was for the formation of the army. So this is not the type of Christ's redemption. Rather, listen to this. In this type, there's no blood and there's no death of Christ. Rather, Christ is typified not as the died one, but as the what? Heaved one. The uplifted one, the ascended one. All the silvers paid in by the drafted ones are considered as a heave offering to God. And heave offering always signifies Christ in resurrection. Now, dear saints, let me say this to you. You and I, we all need to grow up. Without growing up, if you are still under 20, you are not qualified to be drafted. Well, in the spiritual life, many, many old dwarfs. How old are you? I'm 15. You are really 55, but you have never grown. You have never grown up. How old are you, spiritually speaking? You have to answer, praise the Lord. I'm over the teenage. Hallelujah. I'm 21. Hallelujah. You are qualified. Very good. But you have to pay. As you are qualified, you have to pay the half shekel. What is the half shekel? Christ. Christ in ascension. This means what? This means your experience of Christ has come to the top. You are now sitting with Him in the heavenlies. This is the highest experience of Christ. You need to pay this. You need to pay such a Christ. In other words, you need to pay such an experience of such a Christ. And this is the half shekel. This half shekel silver simply means your experience of Christ as the ascended one. Where are you? You just say, hallelujah, I am in heaven. When we come to the meeting, if we are not in heaven, we couldn't function. When we do function, where are you? In heaven.
Francis, this text that we're talking about today that was ordained in Exodus chapter 30 was used by the Lord to accomplish a couple of meaningful things. First, it was necessary to use for the building up of the tabernacle, and then for the formation and eventually the maintenance of the army. There was a spiritual application seen in what we just heard, Francis. I wonder if you would connect for us how it typifies something of our own function as members in the body of Christ.
Well, I think every Christian should realize that all believers have a certain function. Otherwise, how can the body of Christ ever be built up? Because it's not just one member being built up in a certain way, but it's a matter of building the body up. And it's quite interesting that this, what we've just heard, has to do with the building up of the tabernacle. This tax has to do with getting the silver that's necessary for the building up of the tabernacle, and it also was used for the formation and upkeep of the army. So these two things are quite predominant in our Christian experience. God wants the building up, and we see these two things in Ephesians. It brings about this building up of itself in love. Well, this means that Christians have attained enough experience of Christ and grown, which is indicated by the fact the tax was levied on those who are 20 years old and older. That means that they've reached some degree of maturity. Spiritually, we need to see this because it's not 20 years of your physical age, but it's an indication of the growth in life. And when a person reaches that stage, he has something to offer, and he can function in a meeting, for example, because there's a certain amount of growth there. And that's what this tax is for, is to build up the tabernacle as a type of the church, build up the church, and also to supply the army. So again, I'd like to go back to Ephesians. You have the building up in chapters 3 and 4, and you have the army in chapter 6. So there are these two aspects to our paying the tax, so to speak. If we reach a certain maturity, we're drafted to be able to pay the tax, and that means that we are able to function in the meeting to accomplish these two things, the building up and the fighting of the battle.
Francis, in this section just ahead, we're going to look at the tax a little bit. Of course, in the American culture at least, our tradition is that we have a progressive tax structure. That means the more money you have, the more tax you pay. And of course, we think that's quite fair and quite wonderful. But in God's economy, they all paid the same tax. We're going to find out why. Let's go back to Witness Lee.
Why the Lord said everyone needs to pay only half shekel. The richer doesn't need to pay more. And the poor is not allowed to pay less. Everyone has to pay half shekel. Half shekel, everybody knows, that means 50% discounted. This half, you need to pay one shekel, but God sells somewhat cheap. He only charges you 50%, half shekel. And this is fully proven by Peter's case. In Matthew 17, Peter answered the poor man that Jesus would pay the head tax. The Lord Jesus asking Peter, you tell me, does any king of this earth collect tax from his son? That means what? That means you can rebuke him from the Lord. You from God, what you heard on the mountain. I am the son of the owner of the temple. I don't need to pay tax for this. I'm the son. I'm the son of the king. Then the Lord just told him, okay, Peter, for their sake, and of course, implied, for your sake too, you go to faith to get one shekel, which is good for me and for you. It's cheap. If God required one shekel each, Peter got more trouble. The fish came with one shekel, exactly one shekel. So half shekel means what? It means the requirement by God was not that high. For you to function in the meeting, the requirement is not high. That is just half shekel. God commanded the rich not to pay more, neither the poor to pay less. This regulation is 100% against today's practice among the Christians. Perjo giants. The rich ones pay too much, more than God required. And the poor ones, they don't pay. So in the Christian services, what you have clergy and you have laity. You have a big giant. He speaks. He always speaks. But the good speakers, the leading ones, I say a word to you. Be careful. Don't think you are rich. You pay in more. Don't pay more. Then I say a word also to you ones who are not good speakers. Yet you are 20 and upward. You need to pay half shekel. In other words, God hates to see Laetans, Nicolaitans. God hates to see the giants become what? The clergy. And the small potatoes all become laymen. This is why among today's Christians there's no draft.
Well, Francis, let's talk about this point, that the tax was one half shekel for everyone, and they all paid the same tax. The rich paid the same as the poor, no one any more and no one any less. This was a good point for all of us, I think, Francis, in terms of our function in the body, and especially in the meetings of the church, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I noticed Brother Lee ended this portion of the message by referring to us small potatoes.
Right.
I know Brother Lee liked to use that term, I remember, just talking about all the saints. And what he was really referring to is all of us should be functioning members in the body. But in order to function in the body, you need some experience of Christ. And that's not just to be one who experienced the redemption of Christ and never went any farther. That's to become a dwarf. If you've been there for many years, not growing, it doesn't mean you haven't been redeemed, but it means that there's no growth there, so there's no function there. So when he mentioned this about the small potatoes, he was referring to the fact that some are richer in the experience of Christ, while others are poor, but they each need to pay the same tax. Those that have much, and remember I'm talking about spiritual terms, what's your age in the Lord? You know, in this country, during the draft, some don't like to reach the draftable age. But in the Christian life, we like to reach the age spiritually where we are able to pay this half shekel. And then we all have a half shekel, whether we're rich or poor. I hope that that could reach all of us to realize that if we don't have the experience of Christ, especially the high experience of Christ in his ascension, not just Christ on the cross, but Christ who was resurrected and ascended to the highest place in the universe. If we don't have that kind of experience, we don't have any function in the meetings. So this is the meaning of this particular text.
Francis, the natural tendency is for those who have little to sit back, as long as those who have more are willing to pay the whole shekel, let's say. You know, there's one who has a lot. I'm sure he'll cover my little half shekel need because I just don't feel like I have that much. I think that's probably a common thought among most believers. We've all had that feeling from time to time. How do we bring out the half shekel that each of us have?
We have to get growth in life to get that half shekel that we have. And that is, we mature by experiencing the Lord, by realizing that Christ not only died for me and I died in his death and he was resurrected and I was resurrected in his resurrection and he ascended and now I join him in that ascension. Again, I refer to Ephesians. It tells us that we're seated with him in the heavenlies. So if we experience that, we are qualified, and we're not only qualified, but obligated to offer our half shekel, that portion that we enjoy of Christ in his ascension.
Of course, a half shekel is not a large amount, so even those who maybe don't feel like they have that much probably have a little offering that would equal a half shekel in the Lord's eyes, right?
It certainly would, because that's not a big amount. It's just a required amount.
That's right. Let's go back to Witness Lee, Francis.
Be careful. Don't pay your poll tax over half shekel in the meeting. Always remember that you should be limited. Even you are so rich, thank God you have been enriched in the meeting. Leave time for others. Leave the openings for others. And you who think that you are poor, you are weak, you have nothing, don't think so. At least you have half shekel. Yeah. Too many Christians all got cut out. They all got jailed. Where is a meeting so proper, so living, so rich, and so balanced? Everyone half shekel. I'm a little concerned that the leading ones have paid already too much more. You pay more kills the meeting. And many of you have paid too much. You don't pay anything. You don't pay your poll tax. You come to the meeting every time, you should put in half shekel. This is not a big requirement. No, just half. Half shekel. Of course, still some. Well, you cannot blame because those are under 20. So, we need to grow up. We need to have the experience of Christ to top up to the standard required by God. If so, you just consider, dear saints, how strong and how uplifted and how rich and how living and how excellent and wonderful meetings will be. I don't mean everyone, but I do mean at least 75%. Everyone pays half shekel. We don't blame the rest, the 25%, because they are toddlers, they are under 5, they are under 15. I don't blame. That's normal. When the enemy comes, our army is going out, we don't send those toddlers to fight. We don't send those under 6, under 7 to fight. We rather keep them home and give them a good safeguard. We who are 20 and upward will go forward to fight. Every meeting, dear saints, is a fighting. You have to realize this. Now you understand what is the propitiation silver. And this is for the building up of God's dwelling place. And also this is for the move of God's testimony.
Francis, you've told us before that you have many years of experience in the general area of Christian gatherings and meetings. The situation today among believers in the gatherings of Christians is really nothing like what we've heard here today. I think that's a fair assessment. What kind of impact do you think it would have if all the believers in all of our Christian gatherings would put this principle into practice?
My, that really stirs up my imagination and my realization. I know when I first got saved, I was in contact with some brothers who liked to share with one another. And before that, I'd been raised in a Christian home and going to Christian meetings, but I always went to sleep in those meetings when I was young, hardly without exception. I was delivering papers when I was a young boy, up early in the morning, and so when I got to a church meeting, it was my habit to go to sleep. I asked my dad one day, I said, "Are you going to go to church today?" And he said, "No, I sleep better lying down." So I think this is what a lot of people experience, Chris. I don't mean to be funny or making fun, but if we had the kind of functioning in meetings that has been described in this message, I think we would be in the New Jerusalem. We would be in glory, because this is what the Lord has designed. And the reason for this balance of participation or taxation, as we have it today, is because God doesn't expect more from the rich and less from the poor. He wants everybody to be balanced, open, willing. And this kind of functioning, I believe, would send us into a glorious situation. And I have to admit, we have experienced this many times where we come together and each have been into the Word of God, into the enjoyment of Christ, experiencing something of Him morning by morning in their private time with the Lord. Then when we come together, there's riches that can be shared by all the members. So we hope that this would help people to realize that this is God's desire, that every member of the body could prophesy, could speak, could enjoy Christ, and could share their enjoyment. This would be paying a half shekel. If you have too much, you have to be limited. If you have little, you have to realize you don't have that little. You still have a half a shekel.
There's a portion in this word for both, those who theoretically have a lot and for those who have a little. There's a limitation or a restriction, I think you said, that applies to those who have a lot, because the tendency is when you have a lot to do all of the giving. But the other exhortation is strongly for those who think that they're weaker or possess a lot less, just to sit back and let the others take care of it. We all need to rise up in this kind of ministry and building up of one another unto their real and proper function in the body of Christ. Has a very satisfying ring to it, as you were describing it. And we have experienced it to some degree by the Lord's mercy. And we really look to Him that all of His people could be brought into this as the days draw nigh before the Lord comes again. Thanks, Francis.
Amen. Thank you. And I enjoyed being with you today.
I did too. And we would invite you back very soon. For Francis Ball today, I'm Chris Wilde. Thank you very much for listening.
Receive us into thy wise hand.
Thank you for listening to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, produced by Living Stream Ministry. Living Stream Ministry is dedicated to the works of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee, two co-laborers with the Lord in China during the first half of the 20th century. After World War II, Watchman Nee sent Witness Lee to carry out this ministry in Taiwan. Later, the Lord led him to the United States and eventually to the rest of the world before he went to be with the Lord in 1997. Living Stream Ministry now has hundreds of titles by Watchman Nee and Witness Lee available in English, plus many in more than 50 other languages. To find out more about Living Stream and all that we offer, visit our website, lsm.org. You can also reach us toll-free at 1-888-543-3788 or email us radio@lsm.org. Thanks for listening.